In the world of Shum, February gives us a new Mamsani. Shum Kanif U Makaif. These four concepts comprise this important Mamsani. The meditation this month should make us feel content and complete within ourselves, open and alive, basking in the knowledge that we have an inner language that names our dearest, closest feelings and thoughts and interrelated concepts, which no other language on the earth can adequately convey. This is why Kanif is sometimes known as a religion by those who have no religion until they convert or adopt to Saivism for an even greater fulfillment, balancing out the Makaif perspective or the inner path. Inner areas of the mind seem to be frail to external consciousness when they cannot be named or identified. Just suppose we had no word for the emotion we have named by the word fear. We could not convey what we were feeling, nor release ourselves from that feeling by speaking with others about it. It would be difficult for someone to console us if we had no word to identify the emotion called fear. And so it is with all other words in our vocabulary. They are but tools in the many different languages which identify states of mind, emotion, and physical objects. Our meditation, Shum Kanif U Makaif, tells us that we now have a path to follow, which no words on earth can describe except those given by Lord Shiva to help us on the path to his holy feet. So thinking about that, I chose a word. Yili Ming Shum Un, which is the word for the seventh dimension. Word of his definition, dimension, seventh, superconscious mind. Clear, endless inner space. Not clear white light, just clear space. Above the vibratory rate of light and with no thing to be aware of, awareness becomes conscious of itself. Awareness can expand into the endless inner space of this dimension or contract into being completely aware of itself, Kaif. This dimension relates to the Kamshumalinga, Kamakadi Isara. To experience the collages within this dimension, look at the inner world through the top of the head. So the item there that struck me the most was awareness can expand into the endless inner space of this dimension or contract into being completely aware of itself. Kaif. So that's a nice image that can relate the two concepts to the seventh dimension. Kaif, awareness has contracted and isn't aware of anything except itself, then it can also expand and stay in the same dimension into endless inner space. So both experiences are there in the seventh dimension, and that idea of contraction shows how they relate. So I thought I'd read more about the seventh dimension. The seventh dimension is clear inner space, not clear white light, just clear space. It goes on and on infinitely, like an infinite inner sky. Entering the seventh dimension, we enter realms of knowledge resulting from superconscious perception of the superconscious itself. The seventh dimension does not look back into the fifth dimension at all. It does look into the sixth and deeper into the eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, and 12th dimensions, which exists in a completely different realm, a different universe, so to speak. The seventh dimension is a silent world. It would be the heaven world of the gods themselves, their retreat place. And all of this takes place within you, within the wonderful mind of man, your mind. Between the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions, the lines we draw are understandably hypothetical. We give them boundaries and brackets in order to understand them, to define and identify these realms. The dividing lines between the first, second, third, and fourth are clear and distinct. But in the realms we know, But in the deeper realms, we know that they run together and merge, each existing as it does inside the other. This is intellectually intriguing, but the experience is much different. And that is what is sought, the direct personal experience. The experience of Kaif is simple. Our concepts about it are the biggest barrier. We often feel that pure consciousness must be earned by a saintly life, and we know our life well enough to disqualify ourselves. But that is the I am out here and heaven is in there concept. A false concept if ever there was one. Turn it inside out. Realize and then convince the subconscious mind that you are the whole thing right now, the within as well as the without. The saint you envision living the perfect life lives in your own consciousness. All dimensions of existence reside in you, and you will never be more or less than you are at this moment. That makes attaining pure consciousness simple, doesn't it? And it is simple if we discard the baggage of accumulated opinions and misunderstandings. Anyone can experience Kaif, awareness aware of itself, for brief interludes. It is much more difficult to sustain the intensity, however, for the very power that allows us to control the mind enough to touch into Kaif stimulates the other dimensions as well, setting a wave rippling through stillest consciousness. That wave travels through the sixth, then the fifth, fourth, and third dimensions right out into the second. And if there are areas of the mind, especially in the second and third dimensions, which are not under guidance of the will, or which are unresolved, then that ripple will catalyze them and pull awareness out of Kaif. That is why very few aspirants are able to just sit in the absolute simplicity of Kaif. They are externalized by the outer dimensions as the intensity of pure awareness radiates and reverberates through the nerve system. Therefore, although Kaif is itself easy to attain, it is indeed difficult to sustain for longer periods and even more difficult to dissolve into Im Kaif, self-realization. The aspirant, noting this, then dedicates himself to refining the outer manifestations of the second, third, and fourth dimensions in order to gain a stable control over those forces so that when he does return to Kaif, the ripple that goes out into the mind does not cause a backlash, stimulation sufficient to pull awareness out to the third dimension. And you have all experienced this. You have been absorbed in a meditation only to be drawn out into a vision or into your legs, which were hurting, or into some thought sequences in the mind. Therefore, the realms of self-realization protect themselves from entrance simply by the nature of the mechanism of the dimensions. When one is consciously in the fourth dimension, he sees a slight moon-like glow within the head, just a faint glow. When he is in the fifth dimensional consciousness, he comes into a brilliant inner light within the head, bright and clear. However, when he evolves into the sixth dimension, that light glows in every cell of the body, through the torso, the hands, legs, and feet. Then in the seventh dimension, he comes into pure inner space, seeing within himself a vast space that goes on and on and on. At that time, he is not necessarily conscious of light at all, for light exists as the interaction of pure force with magnetic force. Thus, space itself, even intergalactic space in the second dimension, is dark. But our atmosphere is light due to the reflecting resistance of friction that offers light energy. Similarly, one deeply immersed in the seventh dimension would be aware of being aware without any awareness of light. In a sense, he would be above the vibratory rate of light, and with no thing to be aware of, awareness becomes conscious of itself. That's probably enough to challenge us. It keeps going, but... So that is similar to the meditation the monks are doing, the one on light. When one is consciously in the fourth dimension, he sees a slight moonlight glow within the head, just a faint glow. So that's Balikana. When he is in fifth dimensional consciousness, he comes into a brilliant inner light within the head, bright and clear. That's Ifche. However, when he evolves into the sixth dimension, That light glows in every cell of the body, through the torso, the hands, legs, and feet. That's isim nadanadi. So it's nicely explained there. Then in the seventh dimension, he comes into pure inner space. So it goes beyond light. That's the sim nadanadi uim kaif. So going beyond light. Then light is like the launching platform of awareness into going beyond light. So isim nadanadi is stepping off point to go beyond light into pure inner space and the solution of awareness. That's the idea. Gurudev's explanation of light is very helpful when we think of it as a friction. It's like two rocks together, you get a spark. Light is caused by a friction of two objects. If you only have one object, you don't have light. Something has caused a friction to create light. So in this case, the friction is actinic and odic force. Their friction between them causes the light. Actinic or pure energy, when blended together with odic magnetic energy, creates form in a similar way that the combination of air, which is invisible, with smoke creates various forms or clouds in the sky. So if you're just in actinic energy, there's no light. You have to be closer to odic energy. So the actinic and the odic are both there, and then you have light. Then the other useful point is what pulls us out of kaif is unresolved issues, either long-term ones or temporary ones. Items in the mind which are unsettled. That's what Gurudev is saying. We get into kaif, and then the intensity of what puts us into kaif stimulates things. And if if we have unresolved issues in the subconscious mind, in the conscious mind, then we'll end up in those. They kind of come right out into that. So it shows the importance of resolving things, both long-term things, through the practice of Mahavasanadala Tantra and forgiveness and penance and so forth, as well as keeping our current life from building up unresolved issues as well, by calming ourselves down and resolving differences and avoiding arguments and so forth. Otherwise, when we get into kaif, we can't sustain it. As Gurudev says, the aspirant noting this then dedicates himself to refining the outer manifestations of the second, third, and fourth dimensions in order to gain a stable control over those forces, so that when he does return to kaif, the ripple that goes out into the mind does not cause a backlash stimulation sufficient to pull awareness out to the third dimension. Okay, that's the world of Shun for February.